Off the ball.
Bag.
Off the ball.
Bag.
All right, welcome along to episode 16 of Ball Bag, our weekly showcase for listener-generated discontent. It's a testy ball bag tonight, so expect low blows and sledging, but at least there'll be no pulling of helmets. That's our solemn promise to you, dear listener. Off the ball bag at newstalk.com is where you'll get us. With their helmets buffed to a high shine and firmly strapped on, are Dave McIntyre, Kevin Kilman and Owen Sheehan. Jesus. First up, it's the...
to the limit. We're getting right to the limit, aren't we?
This is real lowbrow stuff.
The Premier League season is upon us. We've already conceded one complaint. Billy Hines writes, "Ball bag brethren, it's Billy here. Just dropping you a line in relation to Dave and Nathan's football commentary. Like many fantasy football fanatics, we would like some more information. Who got the assist, Dave? Who got fouled for the penalty, Nathan? Did he come off on the 60th minute or the 59th minute? So, do please educate us. It's your f***ing job." Love the show. Billy.
Sometimes I'm probably with him there to an extent.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Sometimes you actually want to know what's going on, particularly, you know, these so-called top radio commentators. I want to know exactly what's happening.
Okay, that's fair enough. Now, I would have thought that if it's one of these so-called top radio co-commentators, as they summarise the action the commentators just described,
the
chances are the name of the assister would pop up as well.
Well, I could say something now. It's not the co-commentator's job to inform the listener who has been taken off, what substitution... The co-commentator's job is to tell the listener what has happened actually on the pitch.
And why?
Well, I don't agree with the third part. The Oh, it looks like his name's coming up the board. It's only the 68th minute. Someone's going to lose a couple of points here.
59th.
Whatever.
68 would be
That's
fine.
That's not my job. It is my job to tell people who assisted the goal and who was brought down for the penalty.
I think if you're pretending to be ignorant of the mass appeal of fantasy football, you're going to get left behind by some of the young guns, the new breed, who'll be coming up, snipping at your heels.
Who are they?
Not going to name any names here. Not going to name any names here, Dave. All right.
If I've been able to con the various people for this long, Ger, let's hope I can do it for a bit longer.
All right. Dave writes, no relation to Dave. "Hi, lads. I was enjoying your chat with Jerry Kiernan talking about Kieran McGean when I couldn't believe that you had to pop quickly over to talk about a pointless match between Man United and Real Madrid. It was a f***ing non-entity of a match. Cop on, lads. Just because it's Man United doesn't mean everyone has an interest in it. Other than that, keep up the good work. Dave." It's not a non-entity of a game. I was watching it going...
Yeah, I was the one that would have had to go to, and I did a short update on that game. It would have been Joe, wouldn't it, in studio?
It was a goal. You were telling everybody about a goal.
Yeah, there was a goal. I think there was something that had happened.
Real Madrid scored,
and we had to... we had to inform the listener that Real Madrid had gone 1-0 or 2-0 up at that particular time.
But watching the Super Cup, I realised that it is actually a tournament match that people take seriously. Like, maybe back in the day when they... introduced it first.
Yeah, but you seen quite quickly after the game when Jose Mourinho had lost the game, he didn't give a shit. Whereas when Zinedine Zidane won it, it's another trophy to Zinedine Zidane's coaching career, isn't it? So it's how you look at it. Remember Jose Mourinho last year when United won, Dave and I were in the game, weren't they? And he was giving it three fingers up. I was like, are you really going to count the Community Shield?
Yeah,
and his post-match press conference in Stockholm, he was already talking about Skopje and the game against Real Madrid, saying, and this gives us a chance to win another trophy.
Yeah, spot on, Dave. Yeah.
Well, so I think that the match between the European champions and the UEFA / Europa is actually a big game. It's a decent start of the season. The Charity Shield is and so anybody who counts that is an idiot. But I think it's legitimate to count that trophy if you win it, because you got there specifically.
Yeah,
well, I don't know.
There's an argument for that, but I still think a manager can put it any. They can put a spin on it any which way.
It's a decent trophy, like literally a decent trophy.
But it's a primer.
But managers will only use it as counted as a trophy if they manage to win something else, either before or after it.
Yeah,
like if you win nothing this season, you're not going to go, it was great to finish the season with a trophy. Yeah. We won the Super Cup in August.
I'm sure there are many Manchester United fans who will be emailing us next week saying, why did he cut away from the Manchester United score to speak to that pointless individual? Jerry Kiernan, but that certainly wouldn't be my point of view at all.
Let's move on. Richard O'Callaghan has been back in touch. This is very angry. You might remember last week Richard was asking for the whole show to be podcast in one go. Joe Malloy very reasonably advised him to use the listen back function. So Richard writes, "Dear Dicks, last week I emailed requesting..." Last week I emailed requesting that you podcast the whole f***ing show. Never at any stage did I say there was an issue with the f***ing website, the listen back thing or the app. You are obviously a bunch of f***wits. Just podcast the whole f***ing show and everyone will be happy. Love the show. P.S. If you're going to use my nickname, please get it right. It's Big Dick. All the best. Richie, a.k.a. Big Dick. We're not going to podcast the whole show.
No.
It would be like 600 megabytes on your phone after 3 days.
It wouldn't.
It would.
There are other shows that are podcasted by the hour and it doesn't take that much space up on my phone.
Could you podcast 3 hours? Could you do that? Like as we've moved to three
you
hours.
You could do it hour by hour, yeah.
So you're in support of Big Dick.
Off the ball, hour one, two and three.
No, he wants the whole show. In three parts.
So Dave actually does like what Big Dick says.
Plus, once you take the ad breaks out and all the libelous stuff. I like Big Dick.
You're left with a newsround.
No, it's definitely doable.
Use the app.
Oh, that is an alternative, but...
Do you have the app?
Knob doesn't seem to subscribe to that theory.
No, it's Dick, not Knob, Dave.
Liam writes, Dear Ballbag, the show is great, but something has been grinding my gears these past few weeks. When it's Hurling Sunday, Tommy Walsh is on the show. Now, Tommy is very insightful and really gets you in the mood for the upcoming match. My issue is with Mr. Malloy and Mr. McIntyre. Whenever Walsh is on the show, Joe goes into man-crush mood and floods him with affection, which at this stage probably won't change. I suspect his bedroom wall is full of posters of his sporting heroes. Unfortunately, this behaviour seems to be rubbing off on Dave. Every time Tommy Walsh is on without fail, my Twitter feed is bombarded with a wide selection of Dave McIntyre tweets licking Tommy's arse. This is unfortunate, as Dave is usually a sensible tweeter, unlike his colleague Nathan Murphy. Get your act together, Dave, and stop.
Right, I've got a point with this. Now, I really do. Dave and I have spent a lot of time in the commentary booth together, and we get on great. We get on really well sometimes. Anyway, we do. Dave's Twitter feed, down to McIntyre, as soon as Tommy Walsh is on radio, it goes into overdrive. He can't stop tweeting about the man. Now, Dave, we understand that, fair enough.
He's a company man.
I don't see you doing it about, I don't see Owen or Jeremy, anyone like that. It's just literally on Tommy Walsh. So it shows the lack of respect you've got for all us and the total respect you've got for Tommy Walsh in my eyes. That's the way I see
it. Okay, well, certainly the latter part of that argument, can't argue with that at all.
Right.
You've hit the nail on the head there with the respect
fair
part.
Fair enough. It's an all stand. That's fine.
The, if you were to go back, if the, what's this listener's name?
Liam.
Liam's right.
If Liam was to go back through my Twitter feed, I'd say we've had Tommy on between under-21s and senior hurling championship games this summer, or the last 3 months, 6-7 times maybe.
Yeah.
Twice I've sent one tweet. So that's two tweets in total to say, I definitely said at one stage, Tommy Walsh is great and off the ball. And the other tweet would have said, if whatever you're doing now, drop it, tune into Off the Ball to hear
one,
Tommy Walsh.
One is more than enough, two, as far as I'm saying.
Two out of about six or seven appearances.
It's not enough to really sum up your entire emotional.
Would you disagree
feeling?
With the argument that he is one of the best guys we've ever heard on hurling analysis on this radio
absolute
station?
Top class, I don't deny that. But I wouldn't go sending my own Twitter feed into meltdown, sending as many texts as I can about.
Two.
Is there any of your football goal commentators that you would f*** via Twitter?
I tend to work with those guys far more often.
Yeah.
And
so the answer is no.
Oh, of course he wouldn't. No, he's got a total lack of respect.
Well, is there any co-com that I do have as much respect for as I do Tommy that I would actually make an effort to tweet about it?
I don't know.
How many do I work with really? Four or five.
Who's the biggest name co-com you've ever had?
In football?
Anything.
We'd have a few. You would have had a few, Dave, wouldn't you?
I've done a lot with Keith Wood, obviously. He's a pretty big name. Yeah. Former World Player of the Year.
Yeah.
What about your Swedish Swede way days?
Can I just say one thing as well? When you're with Keith Wood, do you bring your protein muffins? Have you done that?
I would. Well, there is a very good chance that I would have eaten one in his company. On
they go everywhere, in fairness.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
He's consistent.
There's an awful lot of shite served at these stadiums. Like, you have to make an effort to bring your own stuff, would you?
All right, I don't deny that, yeah.
Most people will be unfamiliar, but you've done some rugby games on Sky, but, like, who was your co-com for those games?
I did one rugby match on Sky.
BT.
I've done more on BT.
Rugby?
Yeah.
All right.
But they weren't household names that were my co-com.
Who were you doing
It was the Anglo-Welsh Cup.
Yeah. Oh, that was. I thought it was on Sky, you know?
No.
Oh, you did a chat?
I did a couple of Heineken Cup matches for Sky.
Yeah.
Quinny was on one of them.
Right.
I can't remember who the other one was.
Yeah.
Who's on BT with you? Can't remember either. Have you ever done like Souness or anybody like that? No.
No. Tomo. I've done a couple of games at Anfield with Tomo. He's obviously an absolute legend. You can't get from one end of the ground to the other walking alongside him.
You'd be mistaken for thinking he supports Liverpool as well when he did the call.
You might do. Kevin Caban is obviously one of the most widely known personalities in the world of football punditry, and I tend to do a bit of work with him as well.
Yeah, I mean, here, Henry Winter, the highest paid football journalist in the world last night, he was filling him. He's a big fan of Kevin Caban. Funny enough, Kevin started out getting Henry Winter on the show last night. So I was like, he was like, let's get Henry Winter on. I think it's been a while since you had him on. He's really good.
Yeah. I need someone to fluff my feathers here. He described you as a conscientious individual. He's probably right.
And also like a soothsayer, speaking truth to power.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good. Right, speaking of love-ins, Bill in Cork writes, Dear OTBB. Dear OTBB, let me start by saying I love the show. I'm subscribed to all the podcasts, the whole nine yards. I love Joe. If I had a daughter, I would fling her at him. He's a nice guy and highly intelligent and a pleasure to listen to. Gilroy thinks he's on around the NFL with the talk out of him, but that's fine. He's very funny and is a tough interviewer. I can identify with Nathan as a country boy, even though he's annoying. McIntyre is brilliant with the GAA, and I love when you take the piss out of him about his midlife crisis manifesting itself in the sleeves of his child-sized t-shirts. Kilban is a desperate bluffer, but it's endearing and it works. That being said, there are two things irking me. One a lot, the other a little. Stop shitting on about Cluxton. He's a good goalkeeper. He didn't invent the fucking wheel. It's been going on for weeks. I haven't heard you go so far over the top since I thought Jer was going to ask Lee Chin to take him to his debs. That was Joe. The other thing that's annoying me is the overuse of the term overarching. Stop it. Again, love the show, but cut the shit. Thanking you all in advance. Yours sincerely, Billy in Cork. For the record, I've never had Lee Chin on the show.
Fair play to Billy.
The Cluxton stuff was in and around the 88th and 89th appearances in the championship that he was making. We probably won't mention Cluxton in those terms for the rest of the year.
Billy's got me down to a T, though, hasn't he?
He has. Well, definitely. He's nailed you.
He's got me.
On the overarching, you said the word overarching. I've definitely never uttered that on air. Have you?
No.
Have you?
No, I don't think so.
So we're narrowing down to one or two culprits.
I might be guilty.
Well, when in the first line of that regarding Joe, all I can imagine is the Wolf of Wall Street scene where they put the little boy into the catapult and fling him at people. I just see this man with his daughter putting it into a catapult machine and flinging it at Joe Malloy.
Let's move on quickly.
Yeah. He said if he had a daughter.
Yeah.
I don't think he does.
No, exactly. But if he had a daughter, like she'd be newborn now and she'd be like 10 in 10
Maybe,
years' time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Like, imagine the birth of that daughter. He's like, yes, jackpot, daughter, get her into the catapults.
That's not good.
Finally, it's always nice to end on a conciliatory note. So, we'll all shake hands and offer each other the sign of peace. We'll end with this. Anonymous texter says, that complete f***ing idiot McIntyre knows nothing about hurling the plonker.
Didn't even have the honesty to put his or her name to it.
Yeah. Doesn't need to. He's so angry. It's like... Yeah. I don't. When was the last time you were on the radio talking about hurling?
I'd say Dave's knowledge of hurling is actually half decent when I speak to him.
I don't know. Look, I'm not going to claim that...
He's not a hurling person.
Well, I don't really have a hurling background.
Yeah, but
I do my best.
He's not bad yet.
No, I hope there's no one from the production staff at Sky Sports listening because I'm doing their hurling this Sunday. But that's by the by. I would know a little more about football. But look, there you go. I grew up on football. I played Gaelic football till I was like 30. Played for nearly 30 years.
I think you stopped at about 13.
No, I stopped playing hurling when I was 13.
But you was playing Gaelic football in your 20s.
The two times I played in Croke Park, I had a hurl in my hand.
Wait, are you as good at Gaelic football as you are at football, soccer?
Am I as poor at one as the other?
Are you
maybe
as
more
good?
Accurately.
No, I used to cry. Are you as good at Gaelic football?
Never had anything going for me on a Gaelic football pitch.
Right. If you'd have been in that gym when you were 12, you'd have been grand.
After that collective roasting, we're off to put our ball bag on ice until next Friday, when we will once again dissect its contents for your delectation.
I wonder what that's like.
Send your complaints to the BAI. Don't bother sending them to us. Just go direct to the BAI. Because it'll take about 6 months before anybody catches up with us. All right, that's your ball bag for this week. offtheballbag@newstalk.com for all of your filth and complaints, which are multiple.
Off the ball.
Bag.